We're all getting a little older, don't you think? Hopefully. Who's not? Not Jane back here. She's not getting any older. I heard this morning that they set a record for the oldest individual to climb Mount Everest. Did you hear this?
Yeah.
80?
There's an 81-year-old, too, that's doing that from Nepal.
Oh.
He's going to try and break the 80-year-old's record.
Well, they're setting the bar rather high. I no longer get up on a ladder and clean the gutters on my house. And I worked as a roofer. So I'll tell you, I no longer... Can I help you? Would you like to come up here and speak? Come right on in. What do you have for us this morning,
dude? I just want to give praise. My teacher from the conservatory just celebrated her 106th birthday. And that's not enough, but she's also a Holocaust survivor. So
amen. 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 We're getting no younger. Uh-oh, come on, brother. Wait.
Yeah, well, my daughter turned 15, 29th this month.
Oh, Priscilla. What is her name again?
Priscilla.
Oh, Priscilla. Happy birthday. Priscilla was here last week, and I'm sorry, and her sister's name is?
Grace.
Grace is a singer. I heard Grace a little bit. She was over at Barbara over there. So I remember that, Terry? Yeah, Grace is a singer. Great to have you in God's house today. I said hi to, who else did? We have any other guests? I spoke to Jeff just a minute. This is Jeff. Hard to miss him. He takes up a presence over there. Hard to miss, you know. Good to have you with us worshiping today, brother. God bless you. Anybody else for the first time? Who else do we have? Anybody? Second time.
Bonnie.
Bonnie's first time here.
Grace.
Right.
And if Marty had had a son, his name would have been Elvis.
I tell you, you know, when Barbara was here, Barbara Gillies, and we had that wonderful memorial service, and Dave and Barbara just down the street, we had the reception, and they made it a point to, David says, I want to do something special. I have a neighbor that has a limousine, and he says, I'm going to ask him to come on up and give the family a ride from here just a couple blocks down to the... And Marty was there. I was so impressed as when we finished the service here, as we went outside, and I had people go ahead and go outside by the limo, because I figured if they got jammed up here in the front, we'd never get out of here and down the reception. And Marty just stood there on the side, just ever so peaceful, ever so warm, ever so... It was a beautiful way that... And I'd never met him. Brought him inside. I said, look at this old church here. This thing is... It's got some beautiful pine paneling. Look at all the knots on the wall. I said, this church was built, the original section back where most of you are sitting, back in 1901. And no, I wasn't here when it opened, Mari. I wasn't, you know. And he says, you know what? He says, I feel a warmth when I walk into this place. He went and took the folks down, and I had to take the car that they were driving down as I did. He said, I'll give you a ride back. I was riding in a limousine. My first time ever to Mount Calvary, riding in a limousine. And it was just so precious, the way that people just jump in and help out. So, brother, thank you for bringing the family. Bonnie, great to have you for the first time. Jeff, for very quickly, I'm going to share in the book of 2 Corinthians. Kind of goes right in line of what we've been talking about. In the fourth chapter, down at the seventh verse, where it talks about being cast down but unconquered. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Earthen vessels. That's all we are. Our time upon this earth is simply as grass blowing in the wind. So brief. That the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. This morning at the campgrounds, it came to mind about how when we started to study in The Purpose-Driven Life, Rick Warren, that great author, and begins that book with saying, it's not about me, it's not about you, it is about God. It is about God. In the 8th verse, we are hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Then I jump all the way down to the 16th verse. Talks about seeing the invisible. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. As these old bodies start to wear out, as we're not able to get up on our roofs as we could before, although I know someone in the 80 and 81 are trying to climb Mount Everest, I will pat them on the back. They will not have me with them holding their hand doing this task, because I know that this old outward man is perishing. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word today. Open our minds, open our hearts, so that we as individuals could receive that which you have for us. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. Amen. Paul Harvey once said, you will know if you're on the right track if it's always upward. You will know that you're on the right track when it's always upward. I saw last week a simple outpouring of love in the service and downstairs. I don't know when I felt any warmer and more proud of our folks here at Mount Calvary about people just willing to pitch in to do whatever this. I saw so many people and so many things accomplished and outpouring of love. And then afterwards, you kind of really know what's going on when you see the cleanup time. Little bees running around down there. I thought Alice was going to wear out our tile floor down there. Back and forth, zoom, 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 doing things like that. I said, Charles, does she ever slow down? And he said, nope. It's okay. I was able to see people who were genuinely, sincerely, honestly sharing from their heart love they had for a couple. And this couple is not our youngest couple. Amen? I didn't hear you, Jane. Usually I do hear you. I didn't hear you on that one. And I thought how appropriate a display, an example of how God, through his wisdom, through his generosity of giving individuals long, healthy, fruitful lives. This morning at the campgrounds, we sang, and you'd be proud of the fellas the way they shared this morning. They sounded good, and they had a joy of the Lord. Bobby was there, and when he kind of left out the door, I shared a little bit about what's going on in his life since May the 4th, when Sharon passed away so suddenly. I don't know why God has his timing the way he does. I don't know why some live such long lives as we think about years on this earth, and then others are taken so suddenly. But it's not about the length of the time. It is about those acts that we perform, those deeds that God allows us to do within our hearts that bring glory unto His name. And that can happen in just a brief moment. A person's life can mean so much as they are led by God's Holy Spirit to share with others. We do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. Hey, say it, but I've been around for a long time now. There were times that I sang and preached when I had dark hair. You can go back in the pictures and look it up. Although there is I heard there's a cure now for gray hair. Did you hear about that? They've got something that'll put on there, and I might be ordering me a 55-gallon drum of it. I don't know how much. I've heard about it. I don't know if it'll work or not.
It works.
Oh, it works. Okay. I didn't say that. But I know. I know through the experiences that God allows us to have here on this earth, they are for a purpose. And that purpose is not always about us. That purpose is about those who God allows us to come in contact with. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. The things that are not seen. That feeling that you get within your heart when you walk into God's house. And I like being in God's house. I just do. Because guess what? That's where God's people are. They're in God's house. You can worship God in any way you want to. You can have your own little private closet. You can go out while you're sitting on a lawnmower cutting the grass. You can go and you can watch television, and they can have the most marvelous evangelists. Some of them I just love. But it's nothing like coming into God's house and being with God's people. Having somebody to shake your hand, put their arm around you. Having somebody smile at you. Having somebody sincerely ask you, how have you been? And they mean it. I've told you many times before. The old guy says, why do you come to church? He says, well, I want some ballers. What? He says, I want some ballers. I want some people to cry. Cry when? Cry when I die. I want somebody to be sad, shed a tear. I want somebody to have cared that I was a part of their life. God, in His wisdom, He allows the different individuals to come in. This is not by happenstance. God knew this morning when that old sun broke the eastern sky, chased away every cloud, gave us this beautiful, beautiful day, that we would be here in this sanctuary lifting up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I serve a supernatural God. I serve a God who makes changes in people's lives. You don't always see Him on the outside. God doesn't judge us by what we see on the outside. But God, I believe, is thrilled by the changes that happen on the inside. People becoming warmer, looking more for God. Individuals posting on their Facebook, I need to have God, more of God in my life. That is precious. That is precious. You're going to go out today. You're going to have celebrations. Miss Ruby was walking this way as I was walking that away this morning. Dressed in her red. She makes quite a scene when she steps across that parking lot. She says, "Oh, I'm running out early and I've been caught by the preacher." Terrible, terrible. So I started to smile. She says, "You know, I got a lot of folks, a lot of family that's coming to eat. Oh, how wonderful." And I said, "Ruby, God bless you on the day that you will have today." I've got something to read by her here. It's the ladies of the Calvary Road Baptist Church have invited the ladies, doesn't apply to us, of Mount Calvary to join them on a bus trip to the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina on October 17th, 18th, 19th, 2013. For further details, see Ruby Calkins. See, you can tell Miss Ruby I did what I was told to do. I just enjoy it. I enjoy God's house. I enjoy God's people. But most of all, I enjoy His Holy Spirit that leads us, guides us, directs us. I enjoy a Holy Spirit that comes in and just melts our hearts together. You can relax in church. You can be yourself. I have one of those voices. You can take a little nap if you like. That's quite all right. I call that is resting in the Spirit. I have a name for it. Because it's a time when you can talk to God. You can share with the one individual that will not question you. He will not within his mind think about, "Well, what's the angle on this?" No, why? Because God knows you. He knows every thought, every intent of your heart. Can't hide from God. So many times we all have been so foolish in thinking that. But at the same time, He is the one who will stick with you through thick and thin. Did a funeral just a couple weeks ago. And the singer there, Brother Dobson, he mentioned to me, he said, "You know, if I'd have known how good God was, I'd have got on His team a lot long ago." Man. Doesn't that make you feel good? I see people wanting more God. I see people are kind of tired of all the things you hear and all the fix this and fix that and order this and order that and don't forget the shipping and handling. But, you know, I just want something that'll will stick with me, that I can count on. I want something that allows me to stand in front of a congregation on a Sunday morning freely with my Bible open, sharing the Word of God. Not round hiding, not being so, no. The freedoms that we have because of those who've made sacrifices. Those things that we talk about. They may be hidden to view, but inside I know hearts that are just bursting out with joy, with happiness, with fulfillment of what God is doing for us. You know you're on the right track when it's always upward. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come into your house today celebrating this wonderful Memorial Day weekend. We thank you for so many that have served our great country. The servicemen, the servicewomen, those that have lost loved ones in service, God, of this country. Heavenly Father, you've given us a great nation. You've given us respect for those who have given their time, the sacrifices that have been made. So we honor them today. But Heavenly Father, we also challenge each other that through your Holy Spirit that you will lead us, guide us, direct us. You will challenge us to be a beacon of light to others that are in need. Allow us to share the joy that God, that only you can place within our hearts, a joy that this world didn't give us and this old world, it can't take it away. Now, Heavenly Father, let us know that we've been in your house. Let burdens have been lifted. Let our faith grow in you. And Heavenly Father, if there be a need, let that individual call out to God. God, you love us, you care for us, and we thank you for it. Now give us safe traveling mercies as we leave your building. Allow us to just enjoy this holiday weekend and take this joy, this fellowship that we find within your house and spread it to a lost and world that is perishing. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus and all God's people.